You're listening to SBS News.
On your toss pressures, run it. Drive, drive.
On the football field, 18-year-old Elizabeth Taban is a force to be reckoned with. But she says it's taken a lot of work off the pitch to get to this point.
It's because I didn't really have the support from my parents. So it was hard. I had to do a lot of like asking people, you know, can you get me to training? Can you get me to the games and stuff?
The young woman born in southern Sudan says many of her teammates have faced similar barriers, including cultural pressures and a lack of opportunity.
Some of the girls, it's their first year playing soccer, first time actually getting around, wearing shorts, wearing boots and stuff like that. So parents do have a lot of problems with that. And trying to overcome it is really difficult as well.
The African Nations Cup has been running for 5 years. The fiercely contested community event is held each year in Adelaide, with teams representing 30 different countries from across the continent. Wendy Carter, the General Manager of Football Operations at the Football Federation of South Australia, says apart from being a celebration of culture, the tournament is kind of a gateway for players with a passion for the sport, but no exposure to playing in a formal setting.
And one of the things that we can do through the football is actually show them how to actually become involved in local clubs, because a lot have not played structured football before.
Arsen Irabuka from the African Communities Council in South Australia says the annual event has attracted some top talent.
We've kind of been very successful in terms of attracting talent. So some of our players have actually gone on to play at the international level. We have players currently that are playing in the A-League, which is the premier, I guess, soccer competition in Australia.
But until now, he says, there's been a stark omission from the competition, a space for women. He says that's partly because of traditional cultural views on women participating in contact sport.
A lot of families out there see that sport is still not a place for women, especially football. And from the culture that we come from, that is definitely a challenge we're finding in terms of progressing the women's game.
But that is slowly changing. A women's exhibition game was introduced 2 years ago, and that turned into 4 games last year.
We are making progress. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, is because we recognize that, you know, the women's game is something that, you know, we've neglected for a long time. And, you know, just because it's a challenge, it does not mean that we cannot, you know, forge ahead and trying to break those barriers.
This year could be the biggest for women's football yet. The African Nations Cup hopes as many as 10 women's teams will compete this year when the tournament returns in October. For Elizabeth Taban, the breakthrough is emblematic of a bigger battle.
I'm not so much trying to change the fact that we do have the responsibilities, but just to make sure that the community is a little bit more open to girls following their dreams and following their passions. And if it's sport, then it's sport. But if it's something else, then I'm also, you know, open to that as well.
Elizabeth wants to pioneer change within her community, both on and off the field. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News. We'll be right back.